Tithe and offering. Who needs an envelope? Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 5 says, "So we being many are one body in Christ, individually members of one another. That having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us then use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." He who gives with a liberality. He who gives with liberality. Did you know that giving is a gift? That giving is a gift. It is a spiritual gift. It is a gift given from God to certain individuals as He desires. It says, grace is given to us. Grace given to us. Then grace is having differed according to the grace given to us. Let them use them. Some people have a gift of giving. All of us are called to give. Did you know all of us are called to prophesy? But not all of us have the gift of prophecy. That's different. But there are those that we're all called to give, but there are those that have a gift of giving. And if you have a gift of giving, that means that God has given you a specific gift, a ability to obtain wealth. One must have wealth to give wealth. But you got to be faithful with what you already have. If you have that gift, if you have that calling, if you have that grace upon your life, then you need to be faithful to it. It won't operate if you're not faithful. I don't know why I'm going to keep going to this, probably just because it's mentioned in here, prophecy. If you have a gift of prophecy and you have a word, but then you use it inappropriately, you think God's going to give you another one? If you use it to create a following for yourself, or you try to make an advantage for yourself, is God going to give you another word? He's going to test you again. And if you're found unworthy, then He won't use you. Same with giving. If God has given you a responsibility to use the gift of giving, if you use it inappropriately, then God can stop that from functioning. Because the gift comes from God. It's a grace. Deuteronomy 8:18 says that God gives us power to get wealth. We're all called to give. God all gives us, everyone, the ability to get wealth. But if you have a gift of giving, you're going to have obtain more finances. Because God wants to... Let's turn to Deuteronomy 8. I want to show you something that's right there. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18 says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers, as it is in this day." Why does He give us power to get wealth? So He might establish His covenant, that He might accomplish His will, His purpose, and His plan. If God gives you, if you have a gift of giving, actually in any circumstance, this actually applies for all of us, but in just different measures, the gift of giving is always going to have a greater responsibility in this area. So if you have a gift of giving, God gives you the power to obtain wealth. And you take that wealth and you said, you know what, I'm going to use this as I see fit. I'm going to do with it what I want. But God has given you that wealth for a specific purpose, so that He might establish His covenant. And you use it wrong, then you've brought yourself under condemnation. Because you've misused it. And it was something that God desired for good, and you used it for selfish reasons. Now, we all have a layer of this. We all have responsibility in this area. You know what? Okay. We all have a responsibility of giving a tithe. What's a tithe? 10%. 10% of what? Your income. I've gone through this before. The tithe is from an agricultural society. You produce, you put your effort into something. You go to your job, you work your job, you put your effort into it, you receive a paycheck. That's your harvest. You take that harvest, whatever you get, and you give unto God 10%. Why? To honor Him. To honor Him. It's obedience. The tithe is about obedience. Are you going to be obedient to what He's asked? And it's, what is it for? It's to provide for those that are called into the ministry, the Levites. If you read in the Old Testament, tithe was for the Levites to provide for them because they had no inheritance in the land. That's what the point is. Give as you're supposed to give. And there's the parable of the talents. There's a lot here. I'm just going to have to stop at some point and leave you hanging. There's the parable of the talents. He gave to one 10, he gave to one 5, and he gave to one 1. According to their ability. What's your ability? What's your ability? God gives you according to your ability. And He doesn't expect you to give $1 million if you don't have $1 million. But He does expect you to give what He's asking of you. The widow's mite shows us it's not about the amount. It's about the condition of our heart. If you are called to giving, money is going to be an issue. The love of money could be an issue. The misuse of money can be an issue. The devil's always going to strike you where God's gift lies so that he can distort it or destroy it. And you need to strengthen yourself in that. And be violent in your determination to be obedient to God in it. Because you have a wonderful gift. You have a wonderful gift that is beneficial to the body of Christ. And we want to see it flourish. We want to see those people who have the gift of giving become millionaires. Because then you have the resources to fulfill what God's calling you to do. And we were, you know what? And as a body, we're going to be content if we're not millionaires. And somebody else is. Because they're fulfilling God's plan for their life. You know? If we have more than we need, we're rich. We're rich. And you don't have that responsibility of being obedient with $1 million. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of giving. We want it to be honored within our family. We want it to be honored within our house. We want it to be protected and not misused. Lord, we just pray for protection over those that have the gift of giving, that their hearts be pure, that their eyes be open, and that their feet be solid upon your kingdom and in your plan and your will and your purpose for their lives. Lord, we bless them. Lord, I bless every person's finance in this room. I bless them, Lord, with a blessing that you have given us in your covenant, that we are blessed when we rise, that we're blessed when we're sitting, that we're blessed when we go out, we're blessed when we come in, that you bless us, Lord, in the fruit that we set our hands to produce. And we just thank you for that, Lord. And we choose to give you honor and glory in it, in Jesus' name. Amen.